Wildfires have been getting worse and worse the last several years, and the persisting extreme drought isn't helping things. Trees are at a higher risk of perishing as the planet warms up. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Loik, professor of plant physiological and climate change ecology at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Thank you for taking some time this morning.
Hi, and my pleasure.
Some trees and forests can withstand a fire once, but what do fires year after year do to the ecosystem?
Well, they do a lot of things. They obviously can cause mortality of plants and animals, but they can have beneficial effects. Most of our ecosystems evolved with fire as a natural part of their historic landscape characteristics. And so fire comes in and it can remove excess vegetation and create light levels that allow new plants and trees to grow. But of course, in this day and age where there's lots of household developments in the redwood forest, when we have fires, particularly here in Northern California, this is sort of a new normal for us. And so the trees and other plants and animals can get quite impacted by that.
And then how does that all affect climate change?
Well, climate change is a driver because things are warming up and we have changes in our rainfall patterns. I'm sure your listeners have noticed this. The other thing that's really important for redwoods is the fact that our fog patterns in the summertime are changing as well. And my colleague Todd Dawson at UC Berkeley published an important paper a few years ago showing that historically over the past 100 or so years that the amount of fog that we experience along the coast has decreased. And this is really an issue for redwoods because, as you probably know, it doesn't rain here in the summertime. The fog is a really important source of water. And the redwoods are able to capture that water through a number of different ways. So they're getting drier and stressed out, not just because of the lack of wintertime rain, but also the summertime fog.
Yeah, I want to talk just a little bit more about redwood trees because people come from around the world to go look at the great redwoods here in California. We love them. I have heard that they're really good at handling heat and fire, but this is like a whole new level. Hearing about some of these redwoods that have been around for hundreds of years are stressed out, even dying. So what's going on there? So it's the lack of fog and the heat?
And the lack of water in the winter, all of those things combined, they're all sort of interrelated to one another. And the climate warming affects the conditions in the atmosphere and in the ocean. And we have things that happen, such as the big blob in the Pacific Ocean of warm water that alters our rainfall patterns. But getting back to redwoods, you're right. They are stressed, and I live in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and I'm looking up at one right now. And you know, even though we only had 11 inches or about 27 centimeters of rainfall this past winter, that's pretty low. The tree I'm looking at right now, it's got about 6 inches or 15 centimeters of new growth on all the ends of the branches. And so, you know, the question is, how much is enough rainfall? Is the average required by trees and other plants and the animals, or can they get by with less than the average? And I don't think we really have a good handle on that. One of the things that we are interested in is the fate of all of the organisms that live on the redwoods. And so we're starting a new project now to look at the ferns and mosses and all of those organisms that were growing on the trees and how they were impacted by the fires from last year and how quickly they might come back, because all of these organisms, whether it's the mosses or the banana slugs and all the other organisms in the forest are, you know, going to be affected by the fires, and they all have a role to play. So there's a lot of interaction going on.
Well, we're running short on time, but just briefly, someone listening says, well, I want to save all these important things. What can I do individually? So now you have 20 seconds to sum it up.
Oh, my, 20 seconds. Well, that should be easy. Get informed. League of Conservation Voters and the Union of Concerned Scientists are excellent organizations. Save the Redwoods League has an outstanding website with all kinds of information about redwoods, their ecology and biology, the animals that live in their forests, and how climate change affects them. So I would point a lot of your listeners to that site. It's an outstanding website.